It is a song, song.
Who sings that song? Meow.
Meow. Listen up, yo. Toronto, Toronto, Toronto. If you're listening right now, as you should be, the moment it drops Friday, then you would know this, what I'm about to tell you. The three shows that we originally booked for Toronto are sold out. So guess what? Guess what, Jeans?
What's that?
We added a fourth show.
OMG!
And it's Saturday, so you can still go to it.
Okay.
At 420. High on Trees, Underground Comedy Club, Clandestiny, whatever you want to call it. Call for tickets, 416-732-7761. So just so that I am clear, we've added a show in Toronto for Saturday. Please call 416-732-7761 for tickets. I'm excited to do an extra show, and I hope you will be there to join me. Next week, May 8th through 11th, Austin. I will be there in Tejas, Cap City Comedy Club. It's been a while. Please get tickets. May 15th, the Hollywood Improv here in LA, doing a half-hour set. Not very common. The 8 p.m. show. Portland, we added a second show, the late show, 10:30 p.m. At the Funhouse in Portland. Please get tickets, Portland. Please come out and support us at that show. The 10:30 show will be a lot of fun. The late show, come on, things get crazy when it gets late. The next day, the 18th in Seattle at the Highline with me and your mommy jeans, Christina. All those tickets are available. There's links on my site, tomsegura.com. You can also go to your mom's house podcast.com and find links to tickets there. We look forward to seeing you together and on my own. Where can people see you, Tina?
Well, Jeans, last minute week, I just added Tommy T's in Rancho Cordova, which is Sacramento, essentially, I believe, right?
I don't know.
Far away from there, not
that,
very.
I'll admit, I don't know that for sure.
Okay. Tommy T's this Thursday through Sunday. And then after that, Cleveland Improv, May 9th
Cleveland.
Through 12th. Cleveland. Do you know where that's from?
What?
When I do that?
Mm-mm.
It's from European Vacation.
Oh,
when
really?
The waiter is fucking with them. And he's speaking French to them, and they don't speak a word. And he's like, oh, amazing accents. Pittsburgh or perhaps Cleveland. Anyway. May 17th and 18th, I'm with the Jeans in Portland and Seattle. May 23rd through 26th, Richmond Funny Bone in Richmond, Virginia. Or Virginia, depending on how you pronounce that.
Virginia.
Word. Hey, I hear crackling in this microphone. Do you hear that when I talk?
Nope.
It's a little crackle, Jeans.
Really?
No, not for you? Meow, 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 meow. Oh, maybe not. Maybe it's just the song.
Maybe the song is crackling.
Oh, okay. Well, there you have it.
Is that it?
That's it for me, yeah.
Okay, I didn't know.
Yeah.
All right, so now you know where you can see both of your mothers. You can also follow us on Twitter, at Tom Segura and at Christina P. And you can always get everything mommy related at your mom's house podcast.com.
Speaking of moms, mom, what does that mean? There are lots of women who should be remembered on Mother's Day. You know what I mean? Not just your own mother. For instance, I don't really get along with mine. So you know what, though? I've got a great stepmom.
That's true.
A mother-in-law.
You do. Chuka and Charo.
That's right. Chuka and Charo. I have a shrink who I love.
Uh-huh.
So just, you don't even have to have a mom to do this. Think of someone who is nurturing, caring, selfless, loving. Show mom how valuable she is on Mother's Day with Sherry's Berries.
Sup, Sherry?
That's right. You get these giant, freshly dipped strawberries from Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. That's over a 40% savings. What do? You go to berries.com, click on the microphone, and type in Mom's House. That's M-O-M-S-H-O-U-S-E.
Sup, Barry?
And for my listeners, for our listeners, double the berries for just $10 more.
That's a deal, Jeans.
That's a huge deal for Mother's Day. When is Mother's Day? Do you know the exact day?
It's coming up in early May.
It's coming up. And you know what? You don't want to go to the mall. You don't want to go look.
No, you're hooked
stuff.
Up. We're hooking you up. They take care of everything. You just look good.
You look good. And not only that, it's dipped in white chocolate, milk chocolate, get out of town, and dark chocolate.
It mixes it up.
And it's real chocolate. Chocolate chips, decorative swizzle, or
you
nuts.
Look like you look like you kind of hang in luxury when you send somebody.
Oh my gosh. It's really no joke, you guys.
You look luxurious. It's a beautiful box with like a nice bow. Presentation is nice.
Yes. And you know the moms and mom-like types love presentation.
Of course.
And now it's easy. It's 40% off. Sherry's Berries. You just need my code, Mom's House, when you order. Get them. They're fucking huge.
Yeah. It's fresh, it's amazing. Fresh,
juicy,
delicious.
Mouth-watering.
It buys you... You know what it does?
What's that?
You have siblings... It makes you the favorite sibling among your mother will go, I love you all. Parents will always tell you that. You know who I love the most? My kid that got me Sherry's Berries.
Oh, absolutely. So again, here's the only way to get this amazing Mother's Day deal. Visit berries.com. That's berries.com. Click on the microphone in the top right corner and type in Mom's House. So go to berries.com, click on the microphone and type in Mom's House. But you got to hurry because this offer ends soon. So order today. Don't wait till the last minute to surprise your mom. Just go ahead and
wait.
Do it now.
You don't want to wait. All right, jeans.
That's a really good gift.
It is. I'm getting it for my mommy.
I'm going to get it for Charles. I'm going to get her the bigger box, though, and be like, love you. I'm seriously going to do it because then she's going to like me more than anybody, any other in-law. And it's good to be on your mom's good side.
It's definitely good to be on her good side.
And she loves sweets.
That is the secret.
That is
sugar
the secret,
is
to,
the
her
secret to her heart.
Whenever we're home in Florida visiting your folks, every mm-hmm. time I go to Publix, mm-hmm. Publix.
Fun spelling.
It really mm-hmm. is.
It's a very fun spelling.
And the mentally challenged boy bags your groceries. You know what I do? I always get her, my mother-in-law, a sweet. Don't I always?
You do.
Prune bear claw.
Yeah.
Or she likes panettone, but you can't always get that.
You know what my favorite thing to do is when I go to that Publix with Charo.
Yeah.
Sometimes the mentally challenged guy will be our bad guy. Yeah. And as he's bagging, like I'll kind of elbow her, right? And she's like, "What?" And then as we walk away, she goes, "What?" And I go, "You know something was wrong with that guy?" And she'll go, "Tommy, you're retarded."
Well, what's
I do it just to get
it?
Her to say retarded.
Of course.
Tommy. And by the way, she says retarded.
I was going to knock her in the head one day out here beside the garage because she called me retarded. I was going to knock her in the head with a claw hammer.
She says retarded just like Stevie
retarded,
says.
Retarded.
He's a retard.
That's because she's not a retard.
Should we start the show?
Hell yeah.
Let's start this shit, man.
Well, I think a lot of people get into porn and they watch porn because they're sexually frustrated. But I've had so much tail in my life, so I'm not sexually frustrated, nor have I ever been. I mean, I got hot tail throwing itself at me all the time, and I have since I was in high school. Therefore, I'm usually tired, and my nutsack is so drained because I'm dumping my clip all the time. That's why I've never been into porn. I don't need it.
This shit is big time!
Who is Randy?
Don't bring anyone mother into this.
Your mom in the fucking stand!
Welcome. Welcome to your mom's house. With Tom Segura.
And Christina Pajitsky.
Welcome to your mom's house.
You were right, it was popping and crackling, but I had to bring down the gang. That gang was up.
You know what I loved the most about that clip we just listened to?
What's that?
Dumping clips. As a euphemism for busting loads is really great.
Oh, man.
I'm dumping clips.
I feel like clips. Brace owes me one. Word on the street is that he's been saying cooking the puss.
I've heard this, yeah.
So I might throw dumping my clip into my act.
He owes you one.
Yeah, I got to get him on the phone and ask him about that.
Dumping clips is probably the best one I've ever heard.
What if I tell Brace that and I go, "Hey, can I start saying that in my act?" And he's like,
"Fuck off."
You know, what if he says that? I'm in trouble.
Yeah, so that was Brace from the most recent episode of Gigolos. And Tommy and I watched it last night, and Brace came out with that interview, and
we
rewound it and watched it again. It's so good.
Let's get into some of his stuff from last night.
The Brace philosophy. The Brace philosophy. The Brace philosophy. The Brace philosophy. The Brace philosophy.
Listen, if you are not into Gigolos, I don't know what's wrong with you. This is one of the greatest gifts that reality and modern premium television has brought us.
Yeah,
Showtime is knocking out of the park with a lot of shows.
Yeah,
but if you want comedy, how can it get better than Gigolos?
First of all, it's sex, which is always fun to watch, strangers having sex.
We discussed this, by the way, with the sex, is that it seems much more real now.
Yeah, this season.
Not that it seemed fake. We always were like, oh, they're really having sex, but it's like they're making an effort to go, hey, we're pushing it as far as we can go without a shot under the ball bag. But you see asshole. You see, like, the sex that Brace had yesterday was, without question, real sex.
He was full saber-toothed tiger. Like, he was full throttle. You saw his butt clench.
And you saw her legs open, and he's right in there. Yeah. They didn't hide it. He was banging her.
Honestly, though, because we kind of know him now, it's weird watching somebody you like and know have sex.
Sure it is.
It's so bizarre.
It's like, I've told you before, I've met porn stars who, the moment you meet them, I mean, I don't know, you've met them too.
Yeah.
But for me, as the guy, I've met girls, and when you're face-to-face, and they're like, hi, I'm Amber. You're like, hey, you don't go back and watch their porn. It's different.
You really can't, because it humanizes them.
It does.
And then this piece of meat that you jerk it to is now a person with a mom and a dad and Sherry's Berries and a whole history.
You think that you could... Do you think they're into Sherry's Berries?
For sure. I mean, what porn star?
Stop, sir!
Can I tell you, when I met Tara Patrick, you know, I have a bit about her on my album. Because I talk about how pornography, they always
say
how empowering
is. One of my all-time faves, by the way.
Thank you. But when I actually met her at Sam Tripoli's show,
I
performed the bit in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I don't... It was definitely changing, because now I can't see her in the same way.
Of course. Sweet lady, you said, right?
So nice.
Everyone you've met is nice.
Nobody sucks.
Belladonna, you said, was very nice.
Belladonna is one of my favorites of all time. She's a class act. She owns her own stuff. She's intelligent and very kind. They're all kind. I don't think I've ever met a shitty one yet. Even Ron Jeremy. I met Ron Jeremy. Haven't you met him at the Improv?
Yeah, and you also almost blew Rocco in the street
one day.
Rocco
Siffredi.
I remember I had to pull you off of his crotch.
That's right. Rocco and I bonded. He told me his childhood... traumas, and
which you kept as a secret from me when I said, what'd you guys talk about? And then you told me a year later, and I was like, you never told me. You're like, yeah, I told you. I was like, no, you didn't. And you're like, oh, that happens. Sometimes I forget things.
No, Rocco and I really bonded. Like, we because his wife is Hungarian, and I think that's what led us.
Egan.
Babe, don't. That's Egan, my please. Egan, it's my mother tongue. Egan, don't Egan. Sully my mother language like that. My sweet dad and mother said that to me. Don't. Babe, that's completely wrong. How about you? Ay, pobrecito, ay, pero ay, no. Ay, qué lástima, qué horror. Mi culo, pinche mi culo. Is that what you like? Babe. Stop it.
You and Rocco did it.
No, we didn't. He has a Hungarian wife.
I felt more violated. Because you had emotional connection with Rocco.
Yeah, but I don't, here's the thing. At least
you do desire him. I don't believe that you don't.
Here's the difference between men and women in pornography.
Okay.
Guys, when they watch chicks in pornography, you guys actually want to have sex with them in real life in some capacity. But when I watch
to have sex with them.
But when I watch pornography, all I'm looking at is a wiener. Like, it doesn't even matter who it's attached to.
Yeah, but I've seen
just
you
a dong.
I've seen you watch pornography and you go and you always lick your lips like that. You do. You're like what do you mean, all you see is a wiener? What does that even mean?
Nom, nom, nom,
what does that even mean, all you've seen is
all I see is detached body parts. I'm not thinking of them as people. It's a vagina.
Well, that's how guys watch porn.
And a penis. No, but you guys know the names of these stars. You're like,
you knew Rocco Siffredi pretty
because
well.
Because of you. You own that film.
Oh, it's on
film.
Me.
You
it's
own
on
that,
me.
You own the feature film that's in our home. The like one thing that we own in our house, besides that bag full of shit.
I'm sure you've never. I'm sure you've never YouTube search or Google searched Rocco ever. Any of those porn sites? You're like,
maybe I have.
Yeah,
but here's what I like about. Here's what I like about Rocco.
Yeah,
commitment.
Yeah,
to excellence, dedication to the craft. You know, as Yoshi would say, he's a real star.
He's a real true performer. He's a great performer.
He's a great performer. He's a star. Yes. Much like Jenna Jameson, star. Belladonna, star.
Performer.
Performer.
Great
Tara
performer.
Patrick, great performer. They stand out for a reason.
Yeah. So, but my point is that there's no, you're saying
what's
men watch it differently. And I'm saying that we don't.
I thought no. You guys know
we don't
these
go,
people.
Oh, I wish I could have sex with that girl. We're watching it for the visual stimulation. You know?
But if you met her, let's say you're not married, first of all.
Okay.
Take me out of the equation. And you meet, I don't know who's your favorite. Who's the star of Specs Appeal or whatever it is?
Do we still have that? You know who gave me that?
What was the tranny one? That
do you
was
know,
amazing.
You know who I how I got?
Yoshi gave us a big bag of corn.
No.
I know who did. Yoshi. I won't say it.
Oh, I can say it. It doesn't
say
matter.
It, then go ahead.
Well, there's multiple sources. But I'll leave one of them out, but I'll tell you one of them.
False advertising.
That's right.
That's the name of the
porn. But you know who?
Porn.
That,
God,
I believe,
so
came from... Okay. One of the first weekends...
Let's walk the audience through who our pornography came from.
Well, okay. One is indirectly through Yoshi, and I won't say who gave it to me.
Right.
But it did come through Yoshi. But I didn't know. Yoshi didn't hand it to me. It was before I even met Yoshi.
Oh, okay.
That's one.
But
that's all the evil angels. I won't say who that is.
But we can thank him for our big bag of horrific gang rape.
But that's not how we got Specs Appeal.
Anal fisting porn.
That's not how we got Specs Appeal.
Okay.
We got that because years ago, God, at this point it was like six, 7 years ago. 7 years ago. I featured for Dave Attell, and one of the reps from a company called Kick Ass Pictures came out, and they gave him a big stash of porn, and I made it known that I would like some of that stash, so he went through them and decided which ones he didn't want, and was like, you can have these.
So Specs Appeal didn't make the cut.
It didn't make the Attell cut. Who now, of course, is the famous host of Dave's Old Porn.
Oh, how funny. That's
he
right.
He is a connoisseur, if you will, of pornography. But that's how we ended up with all the kick-ass pictures.
So, Specs Appeal, for those of you who haven't put two and two together on that title, the fetish is girls wearing...
glasses? Yes. It is girls wearing glasses, and the, you have to finish on the glasses, of course. Every time,
is that the hook?
That was
even...
the hook. They wear the, and then you go, and then they get, and they're like, oh, I love it on my glasses.
See, because when you and I started dating, I found this.
So you thought
Specs
I had a glasses
in your drawer, in your dresser drawer, and I thought, oh, he's got a thing for glasses, but I didn't know that the whole point is to finish on the glasses.
Oh yeah, but
I didn't know that,
and it wasn't anything.
I did not know.
I only took it because somebody was like, "Hey, do you want this free porn?"
Don't let's not.
No, I don't have a glasses thing. What are you talking about?
I mean, don't diminish. But listen, you didn't have to keep it in your dresser drawer either.
Where am I supposed to put it?
In the garbage if you're not into it.
No, it's still porn.
Give it to your cousin Brian. Throw it across the yard to the neighbor.
You fucking put false advertising, the tranny porn, in my suitcase so that I would open up my suitcase and find tranny porn.
How much fun was that? Did you like that?
I laughed, and then, you know when you like, when you're so not into something, I just wanted to get it out of my room. I didn't want to put it in the trash, I wanted to get it out of my room.
And how did you do that?
I went to the other comic's room and I put it in his room.
You know what I wanted to happen, though? I wanted you to go through Canada and then have them open your bag
in
customs.
Why are you trying to humiliate
and
your
then
husband?
Be like, oh, you like tranny porn, eh? And then you'd have to be like, it's...
Do the impression again.
You like tranny porn, eh? Hey? And then you're like, it's false.
Is that a Filipino guy that's only been here a couple years? Or what is that? You like tranny porn, eh?
Hey, you like tranny porn. Let's get faded, huh? That's Mexican. Mexican Canadian.
So you were hoping I would get busted?
hey, fucker, like, you like trannies?
Why would you want to do that to your beloved?
Because it's so funny. But you can't get arrested for that.
I'm not talking about getting arrested. Why would you want to humiliate me, though? Why?
Because you're my beloved, and we're also comedians. I mean, what else is there in life but to humiliate each other?
I don't expect that from you. That would really anger me from you if I would have gotten busted like that. I would have broke up with you.
Broke up with me?
Yeah.
Broke up with me.
Dumped you.
Over false advertising?
Yes.
I'd say that's, I don't, that's silly.
Because of the intention.
That's so silly.
No. If it's different if it's a friend. My lover should not try to humiliate me. F you, man. F you.
What was that just now? You just humiliated me in front of our listeners, in front of our audience.
How?
You said F you.
Well, I'm telling you how I feel.
Fuck you!
Wow.
That you wanted to get me in front of all of the customs people.
Fuck you!
Wow. You know what I hope?
What?
You get diarrhea on the plane tomorrow.
Should we... I want to recap again what he said. Okay, we should set up the episode. What happened on Gigolos?
So it starts off... Okay.
Where he goes out on a date. And we actually had a teaser about this a couple episodes ago.
Right.
Where Hyapatia Lee calls him a retired porn star.
Sounds like a disease.
It does sound exactly like a disease. She is sitting on the couch. He's getting to know her. And she's like, yeah, I used to feature dance, like strip.
Is that what that meant? Because I thought, well, she's a feature dancer. Does that mean she was in the ballet or something?
No, it means I worked at strip clubs.
Oh.
And then she goes, yeah, I used to do adult films. And Brace is like, what? And then they play this clip. It's so good. I mean, can we play it again?
I love it. I love it.
Here's what... This is right after he has found out that she used to do porn.
Well, I think a lot of people get into porn and they watch porn because they're sexually frustrated. But I've had so much tail in my life, so I'm not sexually frustrated, nor have I ever been. I mean, I got hot tail throwing itself at me all the time, and I have since I was in high school. Therefore, I'm usually tired, and my nutsack is so drained because I'm dumping my clip all the time. That's why I've never been into porn. I don't need it.
So
dumping
fantastic.
My clip.
So fantastic. So they very quickly, first of all, you pointed out when we were watching it, they really had a lot of natural chemistry, didn't they?
They did. And it's because if you think about it, they're both in the same industry minus a camera. The only difference between what Brace does and
there is a camera.
Hyapatia does. Oh, that's interesting. Interesting, yeah. Tom. Good point. Now there is no difference between them. So Hyapatia, and listen, they've both been through a lot. They've both banged a lot.
Bodybuild?
Is she a bodybuilder?
No.
But anyway, they have a lot in common. I think that would be the perfect match for our Brace. And I hope he finds love with Hyapatia. So she was a featured dancer. Coming to the stage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Get your tomahawks out.
Oh, it's
that Indian thing,
yeah, because
right?
She's Indian thing, yeah.
Everybody, get your teepees hard. Here comes Hyapatia.
Hyapatia Lee is getting ready to hit the stage. Hey, guys. Stage 3 right now is the lady you came to see this week. You might have seen her in Fill Her Up, Seal Her Shut. You're in false advertising. Let me swallow that load. Dump your clip in my mouth. And more. Everybody, stage 3. Gather around for Hyapatia Lee.
Yeah. Hey! Let's see that pussy. I want your pussy lips in my mouth.
Hyapatia Lee. Tomahawk pussy. There she is. That's her as a feature dancer.
I can't believe that. For Hyapatia, we totally should have gone with something else. Mm. And I didn't realize it.
Mohican princess, Alopecia. There she is, spreading those. They call them spreading her teepees apart.
She might scalp you if you don't tip her. It's Hyapatia Lee, everybody.
Don't eat her maize. She'll be very angry with you.
Imagine stripping to this. How not sexual this is.
This is the worst.
Go
I'm,
Knowles,
sure,
everybody.
I'm sure the Native American community is thrilled that she's utilized their identity for
she even had like
her stripping
a Native
and her pornography career.
With choker on. Wasn't that very Native looking?
No, that's the whole thing.
Yeah.
That's her
hook. Yeah, that's her hook. I know. But I'm saying 50 years later.
50
like
years,
now, she's wearing it still.
Yeah. I'm
like
sure
when she's banging Brace.
They're so excited to have her as a representative of their community.
So Brace, even though you pointed out that there's a natural kindred spirit among
you're
doing the same thing. He's very insecure in this episode about the fact that she's done porn and been with so many men. And the other guys later point out to him, well, you've been with so many women.
So
but it's still, it makes him insecure. And he talks about that here in this clip.
I'm kind of a sexual god when it comes to having sex. And I feel like most women, they're very grateful to be with me. But Vicky's a different story. I don't know how many dicks she's had, and I don't know how many guys, porn guys, and to me, that's a scary thought.
He was very, very insecure about that, that moment when he's about to, because they quickly go upstairs. They get to fucking. You know why?
Yeah.
Vicky, she knows the name of the game.
She's down for the get down.
Yeah. And
for
she's,
sure, man.
You know, she's done porn. She's not like, you don't have to fucking talk to me about, you know, the weather and my fireplace.
Dogs, yeah.
Let's go upstairs and fuck. And that's what she does. And although Brace is a little nervous, a little insecure about it, he soon gets the testosterone and the blood rushing. And, well, you know, he tells you that he is ready to get down.
Well, I've never had to worry about pleasing a woman. So I'm going to just do what I do. I've got to bang her out and bang her out better than any other porn schmuck has ever banged her out because I'm the fucking king. And I'm sure even after all the men that she's been with, she'll never forget getting banged by Brace.
Do you think that all the girls are appreciative of Braceland?
I don't think all of them are, but I think most are. I mean,
I can't even imagine him banging me.
Really?
It's so far. Look, we always play this game when we watch the show, which is who does Christina pick?
Who are you going to hire? Who are you going to hire?
And it's so difficult. Brace is so out there and so not my type.
Yeah.
They're all not my type.
But he would make you
laugh
the most.
They're all not my type. I would laugh my ass off, but when it came down to doing it with him.
Yeah.
He looks like he's a Ken doll kind. Like he's not really
right. So that's fair though. He's a cool guy.
No, he
he's
is
funny.
I love his personality.
Yeah,
he's ridiculous.
And you just don't want to bang him. That's fine. I think if you had okay,
who
I think if
pick?
It was just to hang out, let's go fishing today. Let's drink and lay by the
Brace.
Pool. Brace,
love Brace.
I think if I was hiring for you and I was like just for the sex, I think you would. Well, none of them makes me go. Oh, definitely that person.
They're so corny.
I think the two that you would be able to tolerate, maybe get into.
Tolerate.
You know.
Good word.
Well, I think the two of, I mean, we're talking about a small pool. This isn't a pool of 100 guys.
Well, because here's.
This is a pool of five.
My problem with them.
Yeah.
Is how corny they all are with the girls. Like, they're blatantly corny. Like, oh, yes, you're such a beautiful body. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, but they're not, that's not corny. They're trying to make those girls feel good.
Right,
you know?
But I don't need that.
Well, I know, but I'm saying that's why they're doing. They're not. It doesn't seem corny to me because you can see they're saying it to the girls who are like, you know, I don't really feel that good about myself. And then they go, I think you're beautiful.
Well, neither do I. I don't feel that great about myself. But when someone tells me that, and I know it's kind of disingenuous, like when it's just for, like, just
of
to
course.
Fool me. To
yeah,
get
it's
me,
not sincere.
Then it's like, well,
I know.
Then, like you tell me I'm pretty, and then I believe you because you're my husband. I love
you
when we got married under God's law, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
Okay, sorry, but who do you pick? I'm going to write down the name.
Okay.
And then I'm going to write it down.
Now, are we even considering guys that are no longer on the show, right?
No, remember, just the cast, current cast.
Current cast?
Current cast
is four or five?
It's Ash.
Brace.
Vin.
Bradley.
And then who else? Oh, Hawk. Nick Hawk.
Nick, that's right.
God, the fucking, the rapper. He's
and
raps.
We're going just for sex.
Yes.
Just for sex.
Okay.
I think I'll tell you, I think it's down to a top two.
Okay.
I have it either Vin or Ash.
Okay.
And I think Ash. No?
Wrong.
Vin. That was my second choice.
Can I tell you my deterrent with Ash?
Yeah.
Ponytail. I cannot, I loathe a pony on a guy. I loathe it. It's just not sexually arousing. Mm. And I'd take a black dude over, you know. Vin's like color.
You like the color.
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, Ash has flavors, but it's the ponytail that really.
And Vin's got that big old stinky black dick on him that you like.
Okay. Can we go on with the show? I mean, is there other brace audio?
You get me again.
Babe. That's my mother language. Would you stop?
Well, what are you going to do about it?
I can last you my little chupa mi palomas. Chupa mi huevos.
Oh, babe.
That's what I used to hear in
public. What the fuck are you doing?
You know?
Wow.
Seriously.
What the fuck are you doing?
All right. I got a little treat for you. I got a treat for you.
Okay.
And I got a treat for our listeners.
Okay.
Guess who I spoke to earlier today?
Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog. Hey, buddy. It's Top Dog.
You need to wipe down.
Top Dog.
Now, it's been a while, man.
It sure has.
Had a great conversation with Top Dog today.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
what
much
about?
Fun. Just, I mean, everything.
Life, love, philosophy, a recent trip
he just got back from. Oh. And then he said things that I never expected him to say.
I can't wait.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm good. You know, I haven't talked to you in a while, at least on the show, so I was hoping we could talk for a couple minutes.
Sure.
So what's been shaking with you, man? How are you?
Sure. Well, you know, it's, you know, I've just been, you know, came off a great 10-day cruise.
Oh.
You know, it was a great cruise. It was nice because it was, there were a lot of kids, you know, but you can really see how America is hopeless with its healthcare bills because mostly you see a lot of really unhealthy people on cruise ships.
There's a lot of pigs.
A lot of the kids, the old people.
He thought I said kids. I said pigs.
Pigs.
Yeah.
Oh.
They're overweight.
Yeah.
And they don't walk, they wobble.
Yeah.
And you try to guess which one that had hip surgery.
You notice that a lot of the youth is very fat?
Well, the whole ship's fat. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's a few people that do the walk, and there's a few guys that jog, and mostly, and then there's the all-American, yuppie, healthy couple. You know, that they both look like they just auditioned for a cover of some fitness magazine.
That would be one of your daughters and her husband, too.
Yeah. And they get very irritated when they're running in the ship and someone gets in their way. You know?
Yeah.
It's almost like you're intruding on my civil liberties.
Hey, speaking of Maria, we've had her on the show a bunch. Can you do an impression of her requesting to you what she wants from Starbucks?
Okay, Dad. What I really want is the triple latte, but it's really important that they put in the soy first. Because, you know, I don't do the other one. And then on top of that, once you put that in, then make sure they heat it up, but don't do it too much. You know, I want a little bit of the foam. But on top of that, I want a little bit of whatever thing that they use at Starbucks. And it really has to be, and make sure this girl, if she doesn't put the ingredients in the order that I want, then I notice.
Did you, we've talked about she has probably driven people to quit or commit suicide that work at Starbucks.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me tell you how I get her Starbucks order for her. I don't tell them. I have her write it down on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I'm like a deaf mute guy going into Starbucks.
You go, here, make this.
I say, yeah, here. This is for my daughter. That's all I do. You see, I buy, as you know, I don't buy my coffee at Starbucks or at McDonald's.
Well, that's the best coffee in the world, right?
Well, McDonald's coffee is $1.07 this morning. But I only went through because there was nobody at the drive-thru line, okay?
Uh-huh.
Remember, I don't, if there's people in, if the double drive-thrus are backed up, then I pass on that, okay? But this morning, went to work really early, on the road about before 7, so I drove past McDonald's, nobody in line, so I got my $1.07.
Now, this is important. Who is, who makes the second best coffee, Chevron or 7-Eleven?
Oh, definitely 7-Eleven.
Are you serious? He's serious.
Yeah.
Well, I asked that clearly as a joke.
Yeah.
He's entirely serious. Definitely 7-Eleven.
So, but that's his backup coffee? You know this to be empirically true?
7-Eleven, yes.
Wow. Wow. Mm,
so the order of best coffee is McDonald's number one, 7-Eleven number two. Is there a third place?
Oh, Dunkin' Donuts. Actually, I would put Dunkin' Donuts in second place.
Yeah, that's good.
Over 7-Eleven.
Then 7-Eleven. Where does Starbucks fall on the chart?
Oh, Starbucks is probably fourth.
Fourth? Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then
it's probably fourth.
How do you feel about like gourmet coffee?
He just put Starbucks after 7-Eleven.
Right.
7-Eleven.
Right.
Oh, I like all American coffee. I'm not into that gourmet stuff, okay?
Uh-huh.
I mean, I like, you know, your basic American, like McDonald's coffee or the, I'm not into those exotic kind of brands and, you know, kind of stuff.
Now, let's go back go ahead.
Go ahead. I did get, got me some coffee that he got in Jamaica one time. It was really good.
Maybe I'll get you. There's a brand that I like from Australia. Maybe I'll send that to you, see if you like it.
Yeah, that was really good. But
then he said, yeah, that was really good. Didn't acknowledge what I said at all.
Nah.
He was like, yeah, that Jamaican shit was really good.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing about McDonald's, at $1.07, you can't beat the price.
Yeah, the price. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know,
back to the cruise. Did you, how was the, the talent? Was there some choice tail walking around at all?
No. I would say that if you had to use the typical male, you know, 1 to 10 scale for women on the ship.
Yeah.
We're looking at average 3.8 for the whole cruise.
Oh my God. That's horrible.
Yeah. It was horrible. I would say it was the least attractive group of people I've ever seen on any cruise.
Quite a statement. That is quite a statement. I mean,
I'm sure.
How many cruises would you say you've been on?
35.
35 total?
35. Yeah.
And that's the ugliest cruise ship you've ever been on?
The Panama Canal trip in 2007, that was a 2-week trip, a little older crowd. That was pretty ugly too. I would say those two were definitely in the threes. Okay.
Threes. But, Jesus.
3.8, 3.8. Something. Yeah. That was
3.8. You have it down to the 3.8. Decimal. And then, I mean, cause sometimes you see some nice bodies walking around a cruise ship, and that certainly adds to the experience.
Well, I tell you what, having, you know, started these things back in 1997, there definitely was some great, but you don't see too much. Now, here's what you do see. You see the 57-year-old woman with fake boobs.
Yeah.
You know, and who's had the facelift.
Yeah.
You know, that looks like, you know, that looks so artificial. The sexy for me is a turnoff. Okay.
Are you a fan of natural, all natural?
Oh yeah, I like Gravity. I'm a fan of the real deal. I've never been in to the whole torpedo tits look. Okay.
So even if she's got a couple of sloppers kind of hanging, you don't mind?
Not at all. Not at all. No. That's what they made bras for. That's what they made bras for. Okay. You know.
And what about what about nose jobs and all that stuff though? Botox.
Well, you know, some people are just born with really ugly noses to begin with. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, I've seen people who actually look better. They've had a really skillful nose job, but a lot of times it's just hard to tell, but it's basically, let's face it. Most of the plastic surgery is done to face and tits. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know,
so you're a fan of Au Naturel everywhere. I mean, does that include Bush? You like full Bush?
Oh, I'm definitely from the Bush generation. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So it's my national.
Wow. Top Dog revelations today.
Pretty crazy, huh?
I had no idea.
Full Bush. I'm from the full Bush generation, he said.
He really is. We found out full Bush. Mm-hmm. His number two is 7-Eleven coffee. No, Dunkin' Donuts, third 7-Eleven, and then fourth Starbucks.
Let's hear my dad talk about Bush more.
Nationality, it varies by nationality. For example, your Italian, Greek, Israeli, and Jewish, definitely have the Bush.
You like that.
You get some. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But you get the Scandinavians or some of the Orientals.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Oriental, and the Orientals.
Orientals.
You know, the Orient,
I think it's Asians.
Asians. Okay, Asians, yeah. They just don't have a lot of body hair to begin with. And the other thing is that their tits are kind of far apart, so they don't have cleavage either. That's the way they're born. Do you ever see an Asian? Seriously, when do you ever see an Asian person with cleavage?
Oh yeah. This is unbelievable. When did the floodgates open like this with your dad?
Just 10 minutes into a conference. That's why I couldn't. I just had to let it play, man.
He's been opening up a lot lately.
I've never even. These are new thoughts for me.
Well, it's true. Just take. When's the last time you picked up a copy of Victoria's Secrets?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of this stuff is just genetic.
Yeah.
You know.
So you don't like it, though, if a lady has a bush, though, and she kind of trims down to like a little landing strip. You're not a fan of that.
No, I'm not into the whole landing strip look either. I like, I came from old school on that. I like my football field. I don't like him to cut the grass on there. I like to, play out there in the weeds.
I like to play out there in the weeds.
Wow.
Okay. One last thing. So 10-day cruise, how were the dumps? Did you take some good dumps on the cruise?
No, let me tell you what I did. This is going to surprise you.
Yeah.
I really used a lot of discipline with my eating.
Mm-hmm.
Only gained 3 pounds the whole cruise.
What do you typically gain?
Oh, 5 or 6.
Okay.
Then, and it was pretty judicious. Did not have one really major to write home about dump on the entire cruise.
How about explosive? Nothing explosive either?
Because I wouldn't eat that much, they were just like little mini hand grenades instead of bombs, okay?
Okay.
There's just nothing that could really do any damage.
And good quality toilet paper?
Well, the toilet paper on this cruise, same for Princess, was much better than the last time we were on Princess. So I think, maybe, I did mention this on your show one time, and maybe they were listening because it was a better quality. And I tell you what I also did, it's going to surprise you a little bit. Washed my hands every time I went to the bathroom.
Wow.
Wow, I'm so proud of you, Dad.
I really did.
Wow. Okay,
it's great.
Really did.
That's good. That's a first for you, isn't it?
Well, I always didn't, I'm always in a hurry. I didn't really. But this time, I'm kind of getting, I'm trying to become more community-minded as I get older.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, washing your hands after you go to the bathroom on a cruise ship. It's kind of like doing community service.
It's a courtesy. Yeah.
You know, so I did. I actually used soap more. Now, I didn't do the full 20 seconds like they tell you on the thing, but I'd say I gave him a good 8 to 10 seconds, okay?
Proud of you. So proud of you, Dad.
This is kind of a new thing to me, you know?
Yeah, washing your hands is definitely a new. How old are you now? 60.
I'll be 66 this summer, yeah.
Yeah, that's really, it's a big breakthrough. Big breakthrough.
Well, you know, it proves that you're never too old to learn to pick up new and healthy habits.
Okay. That's awesome. I love you, Dad. I got to run.
Love you, buddy. Okay, bro. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Wow.
What just happened?
Top Dog revelations. We learned he likes full bush.
Really a big fan.
A huge bush, he said.
Full Orientals.
Orientals don't get cleavage.
their tits are falling far apart.
What? But they're just born that way, Tommy.
It's genetic.
It's genetic. We learned that your father in 66 years doesn't regularly wash his hands after shitting or pissing.
Pissing is no.
Definitely.
Shitting, I've seen it. It's run hands under the water. And then if he gets shit on his hands, he'll wash it.
Oh,
so now I think we're up to, it's definitely not for pissing still, but I think after he takes a dump now, he uses soap and water after 65.
I cannot believe this. And I thought I knew Top Dog.
I know.
This show is really making him come out of his shell.
We also learned that 7-Eleven has the second best coffee
in the world.
Third best, sorry. That's after Dunkin' Donuts, but ahead of Starbucks.
Do you believe that your mother deals with all of this? Like, I have a new respect for Charo.
Yeah.
That I have no idea this is what she deals with.
Yeah, I know.
But at least she doesn't have to trim up down there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess that's a maintenance you don't have to worry about.
That's great. And he likes some natural, so she's in luck there too.
Okay, we can wrap this part of the conversation up. Thank you.
What? I'm just thinking from a women's perspective.
I know, like, but
listen, I'm just trying to look at the upside. The bright side to your dad is that you can let your bush grow and you don't have to worry about your boobs getting soggy.
All right.
Which is those are two things I have to deal with constantly.
No, you don't. I like your boobs and your bush a lot.
My big naturals, but they're sogging already. I'm 36
and they're
big sloppers.
I love them.
Well, I mean, now wait until I'm 66.
I love your tits.
Yeah, but they're going to get even sloppier.
It's okay. Slop them around.
Oh, man.
I like to spit on them. Slop those sloppery,
okay.
Slippery slop slops around.
Okay. You know what I like when your dad, he talks about TGI Fridays. Fridays.
Buddy, you want to go to Fridays?
Fridays.
You want to go to Fridays?
Fridays.
It's Fridays.
Fridays.
Let's go to Fridays.
What is he like there?
They got a Jack Daniels chicken shrimp.
Yeah, he likes Fridays. That. Yeah, Fridays. Yeah.
You get steak and shrimp Friday. Good deal. $17. It's not cheap. It's not expensive. It's a good deal.
I don't think I've ever been on a cruise.
You bring me some extra sauce.
Sauce.
He always is like, I like the sauce. Could you bring some extra of your Friday sauce?
I don't think I've been on a cruise where the people are attractive.
I have. Not everybody. But when I was like 20... I went on a cruise where, yeah, you see attractive people walking around.
Hmm.
But we went on one together. Well, that was mostly older. That's why, you know.
Yeah, like older married types.
Here's the thing. If there's a lot of attractive people on your cruise, it's probably not a nice cruise.
Oh, because they're young.
Right.
Yeah.
If you're like, wow, there's a lot of good-looking, attractive people on this, it's a cheap cruise for young people who don't have a lot of money.
Party.
If you're like, everybody's old, it's probably a nice cruise that you're on.
Of course. I can't believe a full bush. I'm still getting over that.
You're getting over the full bush?
I mean, that is a generational, obviously, thing, but you don't think about it. Like, you don't really process that.
Mm-hmm.
Your dad's into that. It makes sense. Shit. I mean,
I'm sure a lot of guys that grew up in the 60s and 70s are into the full bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a generational
thing.
I know.
Well, because
let's ask your dad what he likes for bush.
Dude, my dad wouldn't. You know what my dad would say? He's like, all of it's okay. Like, my dad just loves it all, probably.
Yeah. He's had so much pussy. Do you ever think about the fact that he could really break down different puss to us?
My dad could give Brace a lesson, probably.
Probably. He could be a great gigolo, by the way.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
My dad would be amazing.
And he does like women. Like, just not just sexually, I'm saying he likes women.
Loves women.
He would be the one that, like, you don't feel good, you're very pretty, you have a very pretty smile.
But that's his whole, yeah.
That's what a gigolo does.
He does it, yeah.
Why don't we try to get your dad hired by Cowboys for Angels? How about that?
The European gent?
Yeah.
He don't need that shit. I wonder.
What if we were getting your dad $1,000 an hour to go talk to chicks and bang them, maybe?
By the way, shaving the beef is only a recent development.
Of course.
There have been hundreds of years of human existence.
Thousands.
Thousands, a million, trillions of years.
No, but thousands of years for real.
And like that whole thing just started in like 1980 something.
Probably, yeah.
Like 86, 7 maybe, shaving the sides.
But it was always full bush.
Up until then. So for now, people are like, you gotta wax it, you gotta do it. It's like, no, you don't. This is just a new development in history, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Well, you know,
it'll change.
The
thing
that was really trimming and then shaving and shaping, and then it became shave it all off, make it bald.
Right.
That's a.
Do you know how weird? My dad just texted me
about puss.
He's like, I love a full bush. Yeah, he just texted me that.
Ask him real quick?
He just texted me as we were just talking about
it. Will you just text him that real quick?
My daddy can hear me. No, he doesn't know what a bush is. He's Hungarian. I don't even know what the slang for that is.
Just text dad, do you like when girl has lots of pussy hair?
Okay, you text him that. He'll answer you straight.
He probably will.
He won't even blink.
He'll it's okay. Like, oh, that's what he'll write. It's okay.
It's okay. You're right. Yeah. That is what he would say. It's okay. I don't care. I don't give a shit either way. As long as she's not fat, I think he'd be more concerned about her being fat. Honestly.
Do you think he's he's an older, all the older generation, the guys, all they don't believe in pulling out. So they
shit,
always
look, now
drop.
He's calling me.
Ask him if he drops loads inside or ever pulls out. Answer the phone and ask him.
Babe.
What?
Are you kidding me?
No, ask him. Are you not going to answer at all?
I put him on speaker. We're on the show.
Well, put him on speaker.
No,
for a
no. Because I don't know what mood he's in. You know how he gets moody.
Well, just
he
check
be grouchy.
On him.
I'll call him after. Sometimes he's grouchy and he'll be like, "What? No, my fucking idiot brother, this and that."
Okay.
Oh my god.
All right.
Full bush. I'm gonna grow mine out. Would you be upset?
Not at all.
Because I don't mind shaving it, but I won't wax it. I think that's fucking ridiculous. It's too painful. Have you ever tried putting out hot wax on your body and then tearing it off? It's really bad.
I have done that on my back.
Yeah, it sucks.
I've got my back waxed before and it's fucking painful.
Well,
and I went, I spoke, these ladies came, I got my butthole waxed that one time.
Yeah, it's painful.
On the radio.
Right.
And they told me, yeah, we also do junk. We do balls and dick. And I was like,
fuck that.
Oh, man, I mean, I'd like to have hair gone from certain parts down there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I'm ready for getting waxed there.
No. It's excruciating.
Have you had your beef waxed?
My meow? No. No. I've had my legs waxed, my eyebrows, and my leg was so painful that I thought, you know what? To put this on my junk is insanity.
My back bled a lot.
Yeah, it's not, and that's back meat.
Yeah.
Imagine your
thick back
your sweet
meat.
Dick meat.
I know.
Torn out, bleeding. No way. No fucking way, man. I ain't buying. And don't believe the hype. Don't do this. Just shave.
Yeah.
Just fucking shave, man.
I know.
Stupid.
Somebody puts wax on my dick, and then I'm all like,
what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah.
That's how I feel.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing, man? No way. Well, that was really riveting. That was really good.
Nothing like that, huh?
No.
Amazing.
I'm in shock that he's like that.
Oh, by the way, you know what I had today? I haven't had in a long time. I had a street dog today.
Hey, good for you.
I walked out of a mom dishin'.
Good for you.
And there was a street vendor thing. And I tell you something, it was delicious.
They're the best, dude.
It was a big, meaty dog.
Mm-hmm.
Hot, very hot.
Mm-hmm.
Put some onions on it. Put some mustard, a little ketchup. Mm-mm-mm.
I had one in Austin.
God damn it.
Brought with sauerkraut, mustard, ketchup. Delicious. I love
it. Can't go wrong,
hot
man.
Dogs, dude. I swear to God, if they were okay for you, I'd eat way more than I do.
Yeah.
I fucking love them. That's not even, I know that's in my act, but it's like not the act. It's for real.
Yeah, of course.
I fucking love hot dogs.
I know. And when I was in Madison earlier this year, was it this year? Last year. Last year. It was the end of last year. I had a big old fucking bratwurst.
Mm.
It was so good. I got a second.
Fuck yeah.
And then I was drinking beer and I was like,
I know.
This is
the perfect life for
but
me.
The only problem with multiple hot dogs heart is attacks? That you feel like shit. Yeah, no, like it makes my stomach funky.
Oh, I felt sick. I felt sick.
Yeah.
I was belching and farting and yeah. I felt gross. And it took me hours to recover from the mixture of multiple brats and multiple beers.
Yeah, that's the problem.
But on the way in, on the way down, I don't care.
Dude, I can't even drink beer anymore. Seriously, like it makes me so gassy and shitty and farty. I just can't even do it.
Shitty and farty and gassy.
Hey, if anybody's listening that's a dog behavior expert, will you let us know what to do? Our little FIFO, I was walking him today, and he's like barking at other dogs now.
Well, we should set that up better.
Why?
Because the thing is that last week when I took him out and we encountered other dogs, he cowered to all of them.
Yeah.
So I'm saying it's a departure in his behavior.
But he was okay with being sniffed. He allowed dogs to sniff him. When I walked him once, the very first time I walked him and a dog sniffed him, he didn't sniff back, but he tolerated that.
Okay, so I'm saying the progression
now it's getting worse, yeah.
That he cowered to every dog when I walked him in public here last week down by the beach.
Yeah.
Then this week, we walked him together yesterday. He aggressively, like fiercely jumped towards and barked at almost every single dog.
Yeah.
Then you walked him alone today and you said...
No, today he was hit or miss. Like, because what I do now, because I watch a million Cesar Millan episodes, is that when I sense he's getting aggressive, I try to get him out of that mode.
Right.
No. But he was hit or miss. A few dogs he walked past, but towards the end there, he got real aggressive and he's still doing that. He seems to be threatened by dogs bigger than him. If they're comparable, like a Maltese, he didn't bark at. The Maltese
yesterday
bothered him.
Everything.
Yesterday he barked at everything. Today he didn't bark at the Maltese if it's his size. So I don't know. I'm at a loss. I'm not sure what to do.
Is he right here?
Yeah, he's chilling. He's sleeping right now. But I don't want him to be aggressive towards other dogs.
No, neither do I. Neither do I. The
it's
two our issues with him right now is the aggression.
Yeah.
And we're trying to out-train the separation anxiety.
Yeah.
So.
Well, you know.
I feel like he's getting better, by the way. I feel like last week, I didn't leave him for as long, but when I left him in the hotel room for any period of time I came back, the carpet wasn't torn up and he seemed a little more mellow. So I think he's getting a little better at that.
Yeah.
We're trying to train them on that.
But the problem with the FIFO is that, number one, he's a shelter dog. Number two, when we brought him in, he was sick. And so we've had to nurse this dog back to health. So we've been treating him more like a sick child than a healthy dog for obvious reasons. You know, we've had to baby him and really give him a lot of love and attention. So I think now we got to treat him more like a dog.
You kick him in the morning. First thing you kick the shit out.
Wake up, beat the shit out of him.
Right.
Throw him outside, hose him down like my dad did with the other dogs.
Right, you hose him with cold water and cold a high power spray. Right, and then if the sun's not out, you put him in the garage to dry off and cool down.
Yeah.
from the wet thing, and then a lot of
he sleeps outside.
And you throw slop on the floor and you go eat that like that. Right, is that what you're saying?
I think that's how Hungarians have dogs back
Jesus
in the old country.
Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
No, we just said that's a joke. Everybody, do not call animal services.
No, of course not.
Theo sleeps with us inside on our
bed.
You're
saying
we
have to show him some more discipline, and I agree. It's a hard thing to do when you have a little
cutie
face.
It's hard when he was so sick, too.
Right,
that's really, we couldn't do shit to him because he was so fragile. But if anybody's listening that is a dog trainer, I would really, really appreciate any advice or counsel. If you could write to yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. That's your mom's, is it your mom's house or your mom's podcast? Just yourmomspodcast@gmail.com. Let us know what you suggest. He is not neutered because the idiots that owned him prior didn't bother. And he hasn't been well enough for us to do it yet. So we will do that. And I know that's an issue with aggression.
Yeah.
But let us know.
Snip those adorable little nuts.
I just don't want. I hate putting him back in the hospital.
I know.
You know what I mean? It kills me to put him back.
I want to wait a little bit to do that.
Yeah, so do I.
Yeah. Where they go like, yeah, he's fine. We go, cool, can you cut his balls off now?
Give him. He just got off antibiotic.
I know.
Today's his first day.
Yeah.
Antibiotic free. So Yeah, he ain't ready to be a full dog yet.
He's drug free. All right. Well, listen, it was a lot of fun. I'm glad we got to.
I really like you, Tom. I think I'd like to see you again.
Oh, great. We'll let Patty know and maybe we can set something up.
I'd like that.
I want to tell you this. First of all, you've had requests from a number of people to make a goth playlist, right?
Yes, songs. And I will. I promise
right.
you.
And I've had the request for 90s hip hop. People have emailed me and tweeted me like, hey, will you put together a playlist? I don't have the playlist ready, but I want to tell you this. A few weeks ago, played a song, Oh My God, by A Tribe Called Quest.
Yeah.
The album is called Midnight Marauders. This is hands down one of the best hip-hop albums of all time. This is something you put in and you listen front to back.
And you finger your butthole, too.
You finger your ass and you appreciate Q-Tip and Fife Dog and Ali Shaheed Muhammad. And this is absolutely one of the best groups in hip-hop history, and Midnight Marauders is a fantastic album. So if you are into hip-hop and you like and you or you want to know and you want to try new stuff, I highly, highly, highly recommend getting this album. And like I said, you just let it play because it is magical.
I've heard you reference this album before.
It's so fantastic.
Your tops, yeah.
It's
I've heard you reference album. This before.
This is probably the most popular song from that album I'm going to play for you right now. It's a very well-known song. I think one of the best hip-hop songs of all time. It's called Electric Relaxation.
Oh,
and we're going to leave you with
okay.
that. And we'll see you next week, and we love you.
Bye, mommies.
See
love
it.
You.
See you, Toronto. Meow.
Fat ass styles. Street poetry is my everyday. But yo, I gotta stop when you drop my weight. If I was working at the club, you would not pay. Ayo, my man Fife Diggy, he got something to say.
I like him brown, yellow, Puerto Rican, and Haitian. Name is Fife Dog from the Zulu Nation. So you're in the jam that we can get down. Now let's knock the boots like the group H-Town. You got DVD all on your bedroom wall. But I'm above the rim and this is how I ball. A gritty little something on the New York street. This is how I represent over this here beat. Talking about you.
Yo, I took you out. But sex was on my mind for the whole damn route. My mind was in a frenzy in a horny state. But I couldn't drop dimes cause you couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
You couldn't relate.
Relax yourself, girl, be set. Relax yourself, girl, be set. Relax yourself, girl, be set. Relax yourself, girl, be set.
Stretch out your legs, let me make it ball. Drive you insane, drive you up the wall. Staring at your dome piece, very strong. Stronger than pride, stronger than Teflon. Take it on the app and you buy me links. Now I want a pound of Wu-Tang until it stinks. You can be my mama and I'll be your boy.
Original road boy, never am I coy. You could be a shorty in my ill convoy. Not to come across as a thug or a hood. But hun, you got the good, like Madeline Wood. By the way, my name's Malik, the 5 foot freak. They say we get together by the end of the week. She simply said no, label me a hoe. I said, how you figure? My friends tell me so. I hate when silly groupies wanna run the yacht. Word to God, hun, I don't get down like that.
I'll have you weak in the knees that you can hardly speak. Or we could do like Uncle Ella swinging F in my Jeep. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the streets.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me take the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got Siemens furniture.
Shy, he fight for the extra P. Stacey Beetle, PJ, and my man LG. They know the abstract is really so on ice. The character is a man, never ever a mice. Shorty, let me tell you about my only vice. It has to do with lots of loving, and it ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
It ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set.
It ain't nothing nice.
Relax yourself, girl, be set. 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 Relax yourself, girl, be set.
relax yourself, girl, peace up to man. 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 Relax yourself, girl, peace up to man.